Welcome to Late Night Cine Chat, and in this episode I'm not gonna talk about any cinema or anything. I'm gonna talk about my favorite sports, that is cricket. And Test cricket is back. I love Test cricket. I've always been a fan of Test cricket. I just can't live without Test cricket. I hate those T20s, those fast 2-3 hours T20s. Anyone coming in is hitting the ball out of the park. That's just too boring. I mean, I'm just looking forward to this season, and it's gonna be really exciting. It's already been exciting, like with the England New Zealand test series, and any test series that happens in England is in itself really fascinating to watch, and it's really fascinating to watch New Zealand. New Zealand won World Test Championship last year, and it's a great feat by England to defeat them. And also last year New Zealand also won the series, I think, by 1-0. And this time they don't have their captain with them, Kane Williamson. Kane Williamson suffering from a bow injury. It's been a long time. I sometimes don't understand. I never see Kane Williamson play anymore. Like, I don't know when was the last time he played anything, a big series continuously. I mean, like, he just comes and goes, and Tom Latham is always. I see Tom Latham as the captain always. I'm not seen Kane Williamson captaining the whole side for a whole series. And it's not about only this year, last year also. I think he didn't play one test match against England, where there were two test matches. He didn't play one test match. Again, Tom Latham was the captain. And this has been happening for a long time now. I think his elbow injury now. And especially New Zealand have important, tours coming up. And I think New Zealand is a really... I was just checking the schedule of New Zealand, and they're gonna play the whole Europe, I think. They're gonna play Ireland after this, then Scotland, and then I think the Netherlands. So it'll be a complete Europe tour. And again, who's missing? Kane Williamson is missing, and he should have played. It'd have been a really good, good occasion for players like Kane Williamson to go and play in countries like Scotland and Netherlands and Ireland, where those players are inexperienced. They will learn only by playing with top teams, and so if the top teams don't have good, the experienced player, then how are they gonna learn from them? That's the thing. And but it's good that New Zealand is playing with those teams. I mean, they would have good practice. T20 World Cup is also coming up. And sometimes I get sad to see Ireland, Netherlands, they play with each other all the time. Every time you see Scotland versus Ireland, they'll be even they would be bored right now playing with each other. So they should play with, the bigger country, more powerful nations in cricket should play more with those teams. And, New Zealand is playing, I think last time also New Zealand played. South Africa also last time played with Ireland. I think this year also they will play with Ireland once before playing with England. And also last year Ireland toured West Indies, I think. And still teams like Australia and India need to play with these teams. India has a 2-20 match series, but again, see, this team is really completely, there is no one in the team. Virat Kohli is not there, Rohit Sharma, they are preparing for the test series. It's reasonable, but it's okay. I hope just India should have also played 2 T20s against Scotland or Netherlands, any one of them. Have really helped them also, and people would have also witnessed our players like Virat Kohli or Rohit Sharma for the first time. They haven't seen us, our players. And it's also like, if you want a cricket to be international, to be spreading more, like besides these 19 nations, you have to go out. Somebody has to take steps, and ICC has to, tell the nations to play with them. Like, no, you're not. ICC is not saying you to play. Like, go play 5 1-days, 3 20-days, 3 20-days or 3 ODIs in between, like just before England, as New Zealand is doing. Also, I think Pakistan will go to Netherlands, I think. That's a good thing. I really like it. I really like the fact that Pakistan always plays with teams like Scotland and Netherlands, and that's very good. And India should also repeat. I don't remember the word for it. That will also help economic relations and other bilateral relations also. But yeah, and I was watching England Netherlands one day match, and it was really boring. It was one of the most boring matches I've ever seen. Like, anyone who was coming, be it Jos Buttler or Bairstow, anyone, they were just hitting sixes. No, I don't think Bairstow was. No, Bairstow was not there, I think. I don't remember, sorry. And David Malan, and everyone was hitting sixes out of the park, and that became too frequently. When you hit sixes all the time, it becomes boring. It becomes really boring, and that big match was also really boring. And yeah. But good that they're playing with Netherlands. Yeah, talking about England and New Zealand test series, the second test was really flat wicket, despite scoring 500 in the first innings, New Zealand lost the game. And the fourth innings, there was nothing on the pitch. It was complete flat, where Johnny Bairstow just came and just smashed it out of the park. It was so unbelievable. Like, I still can't believe Johnny Bairstow. Like, it was a test match, but and also you can really, really see the attitude change in attitude of the English cricket team. Test team, especially after the arrival of Brendan McCullum as the test coach. Brendan McCullum has always been my one of my favorite cricketers all around. Like, and I love his attitude towards the game, like the winning mentality and the aggression. You know, the aggression you see when he's the captain is really. He was a really good captain. He was a captain not for a long period of time, but I loved his attitude towards the game, to win at any cost, and that really drive the players. And he went to the World Cup final 2015, and he made the base for players to come and made a good team for Kane Williamson to take over. You know, I don't think Kane Williamson did anything in terms of taking the four. He just took it from McCullum and he's playing with it. I don't think he has much contribution building a team. And sad to see that the roster is not anymore playing international cricket, and his career is over. But it was an amazing career. Anytime I switch on a New Zealand match, I see roster playing and it feels like forever. You know, I haven't seen him since childhood. But finally retired. Congratulations on such a terrific career, whether it be ODI or test. I think anytime India played New Zealand, Rostella was the one who used to score runs anytime, and that irritated me. Like, this guy always scores. But I loved his game. Rostella is very he always he used to feel in the sleep. in tests, and he has caught like, I don't know how many catches he caught in his career. Test series is already like England have already won. It's just a last match, it's just a formality, but it can be a good practice for England for the test against India. The series is on a cliffhanger, 2-1, and England need to win this test match to level the series. The match will be at Edgbaston, I think, Birmingham, and yeah, it's gonna be really interesting. Last time India lost to Edgbaston. 2018, I still remember what a game it was. 191 or 192, I think, was the target. And Ben Stokes took the wicket of Virat Kohli at 54 or something, and that changed the whole game. Hardik Pandya was still like till the end, but it was too much to take. Dinesh Karthik was also playing well, but at the end, he also got out. Changed the whole game. Ben Stokes took the wicket of Virat Kohli, that was gone. And Virat Kohli scored 200 runs in this test match, like 149 in the first innings, 51 in the second innings. Despite that, India lost the test match. Like, almost no one played well except Virat in this test match. How much can you take the team? Yeah, like, that's the thing. Yeah, really also looking forward to the test match. India is playing a warm-up match. It was like, what do I say? India was in a bit of trouble because of some seam bowling from those bowlers, the opposite team. And, I think it will take time. But this time you don't have like time to adjust. It's just the first game. First game is the last game. But they will get used to it during ODI T20s. But ODI T20s, the thing is, England have really flat wickets. And I don't know why they should make some green pitches at least to help the bowlers, you know. Should help the bowlers. When the match is low scoring, you know, it's actually more interesting. I find it really more interesting. Rather than like 400, 500, what's the point of playing that? Yeah. So yeah, this is like what I was talking about. I'm really excited about this test thing. And let's see what happens within the next 2 week. I think India is going to play Ireland. India is also playing a warm-up game. England is playing New Zealand. And very interesting, Sri Lanka beat Australia just 1-0-1 in the first one match. They beat Australia, and I really love this like highlights of the. I didn't watch it live, but I really watched the highlights, and it was really amazing to see Sri Lanka playing like that. And one day cricket should get back. I love one day cricket more than T20 cricket. I really want one day cricket to get back. And yeah. That's it for today. I will come with more updates on cricket, and because I love talking about cricket, I love watching cricket, also playing cricket, and I just want to talk about it. I know it's a cinema podcast, but who cares? I mean, I don't have even an audience to listen to, so I just can't talk to myself. And this is what I'm gonna do from here. I'm just gonna talk here. Whatever's happening or anything I like. Yeah, okay, have a good night, and see you in the next, like, I don't know, see you, but good night.